Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Daylight saving time, another thing in the news today, and we will speak with a lawmaker who says he's going to take care of this. He's got some ideas about what should be done about it. Representative Mike Zalewski, I should say, will be with us a little later. But the sleep issue is something I hear cited from so many people who say this messes with my sleep when I have to fall back and spring forward. Dr. Phyllis Z is with us here. Let's spend a few moments with Dr. Z, Chief of Sleep Medicine and Director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine at Feinberg School of Medicine. Dr. Z, that's a big title, and you do something super important, because if you can find ways to get people to sleep better, I'm sure they love you forever. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
What do you make of this? The arguments you hear about people who really do suffer from sleep issues, that they say this falling back and the springing forward, that it impacts them.
Well, it's really true, and it affects some people, of course, more than others, especially those who are chronically sleep deprived and also those who are extreme, what we call chronotized, very early or very late people. And I want to add that it not only messes with your sleep, it actually has negative effects on your health, your bodily functions, your mental functioning, your metabolism, your heart rate, all of those things. It's beyond just sleep.
So this is medically, obviously you've studied this over time, and you medically can verify that this kind of impact is there just from moving the clock around. Am I hearing you correctly?
Correct, because we have these three clocks that we have to deal with. One is our social or our wall clock, right, our watch clock. And then we have the rotation of the Earth on its axis, which is that natural late dark cycle. And then we have what's really important, our internal biological clocks. And those three clocks have to be in sync for optimal health. There's a lot of studies now showing the negative consequences when these clocks are misaligned with each other. And DST can cause those, because these are transitions, you know, across the year.
And I know that a lot of people are sleep deprived. That's always the case. Maybe the pandemic, you've seen this, that it's messed with people's sleep schedules even more. Obviously, stress and concerns that we've all had over the last year and a half or so, that can be a factor too.
Correct. Absolutely. And also during the pandemic, some people may have gotten a little more sleep because they didn't have to get up as early. But at the same time, their schedules have become a little more irregular. And that's really important for a good night's sleep, is having a regular sleep and wake schedule, as well as getting enough light, especially in the morning. And that is what DST does, is that it actually creates across the entire year less light exposure for most people in the U.S. and in many parts of the world, of less light in the early part of the morning.
Okay, so Dr. Z, you'd be a fan of saying, let's just stick with daylight saving time, and that's it. Don't change it after that, right?
No, absolutely not.
Standard time?
What? I say stick with permanent standard time.
Oh.
The worst is permanent daylight savings time.
Okay.
You get much less light. That is probably the situation where you're getting the most. Your clocks will be most out of sync for most of the time of the year, because of the light. You want permanent. So many of us in the medical profession and the sleep societies were really pushing for permanent standard time.
Permanent standard time. Okay, I've heard that people in Congress say they want daylight saving time. I mean, that's what they want permanently. Maybe they need to speak with the medical community, because it sounds like you've got to get on your page.
That's right. That's right.
Dr. Z, I want to thank you for the time, and maybe you'll be part of this push to get a referendum on the ballot here in Illinois to change this once and for all. Would you sign up for that?
Absolutely. Thank you.
And thanks for your time. Dr. Phyllis Z is with Northwestern Medicine. Again, she studies sleep, and she's chief of the sleep medicine department over there at Feinberg School of Medicine. All right, if daylight saving time and changing the clocks twice a year drives you nuts, you're not alone. State Rep Mike Zaleski is joining us. I saw your quote. This drives people crazy, and we got to do something about it. Thank you, Representative, for being on the show with us this afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good, Anna. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. You know, so this is something that, you know, it feels like we just bring it up twice a year and it gets people mad and then it goes away. And we always hear about lawmakers trying to introduce something. And I know Congress is looking at it and various people are. You are looking at it, too. Where is this whole thing with, would there possibly be some legislation here at any point? What's going on?
Yeah, we had a hearing this spring. And there's actually, as you can imagine, it's a little more complicated than it should be. We ran into some opposition from the railroads, and believe it or not, the Broadcasting Association, it's not easy to make a switch like this, so we're still working through it. I'm for daylight savings time. I think there's specific reasons why it should be lighter, longer. However, what I'm more for is we pick one or the other. I think going back and forth is what's driving everybody crazy.
I think that's right. And you know, it's interesting. I was looking at some of the measures in Congress because some folks believe this should be handled on a federal basis, but they got a lot going on over there. I'm not sure they're going to get to this. But then I just talked to a doctor a little bit earlier, a sleep doctor at Northwestern, and she said she wants permanent standard time. In Congress, they were pushing for a permanent daylight saving time. Totally different pages, but maybe you're right. The answer is let's just pick one.
Yeah, and the argument I've made that relates to daily savings time is our habits are changing. I think, I don't think I'm off on a limb here to suggest we're a society that's staying out longer and doing more stuff throughout the course of the day, which requires or could use more daylight. Our kids doing more activities in the evening. We are, out and about in the evening. Post-pandemic, people work from home. They tend to change their work schedule, so maybe they're doing more stuff in the evening. So it would make some sense to me to lower our consumption cost of energy by allowing for more daylight during the day. However, others kind of like having early light in the morning. And there's two sides of the coin, and again, that's why we sort of ran into a bump in the road in the spring.
Okay, maybe we should flip a coin then. I don't know, because I have heard that too. The morning people, they like more daylight in the morning. The evening people, they don't like us to be so dark when they at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can see that there wouldn't be total agreement on that, but maybe there would be agreement in just picking one of them, figuring out one that works. Should this be handled through legislation, though, Representative Zaleski, or should it be handled through a referendum, like a binding referendum? Let the people decide what they want.
Binding referenda in Illinois are a little convoluted. We tend to not do lawmaking that way. I also don't know what the result would be, which is not a reason not to do it, but you tend to want to make things easier by just passing a law, which requires far fewer people to engage in the process to get actually something done. To your point about Congress, this has been around Congress for a good long while, and Senator Patty Murray did a full speech the other day around it. But again, when you have stakeholders like the railroads who are saying that they can't adjust their schedules on time without a universal approach and sort of are opposed, it makes lawmaking a little more difficult than it should be. I hope we can figure it out in the spring of 2022 so we don't have to spring ahead and fall behind next year. That's my goal, and I'd like to try to get it done if I could.
Wait, say that again. You said what would be your goal?
To try to do it in the spring of 2022.
Okay, spring of 2022. If people want to get involved or get in touch with you or tell you they love this idea or they absolutely hate this idea, and you will hear both, what should they do, Representative Zaleski? How do they reach out to you?
I'm on social media. I'm on Twitter at M like in Mary, J like in John, Zaleski, my last name. I will tell you, Anna, I get more feedback about this issue than pensions or property taxes or other issues I work on. So people really care about this. It brings out a lot of opinions. So the more the merrier. But, you know, we're going to try to figure it out. And I know, again, I said it in the article, it drives people crazy. So you want to try to make life easier when you can.
Sure sounds good to me. But hey, just very quickly, would you say most people fall into one category who are driven crazy by this when they reach out to you?
I would say Team Daylight Savings Time has an edge over Team Daylight Standard Time, meaning lighter later. I think that those supporters are outnumber the Standard Time people. But like anything else, it's a close race for sure.
I believe you. Well, keep us posted on stuff, and you always do. Thank you for that, Representative Zaleski. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Be safe, Anna. Take care.